Good evening to everyone, and nice to see you all. As I was thinking and contemplating of what I would like to talk about, and since we are still in Lent, I wanted to talk about some of the teachings of Jesus and which is a reminder for all of us. It's good to go back to some of the famous quotes and all of great teachings that he has for us. And I came to this article, and I liked this one because it's very simple. It has a different point of view. And it dissected the code of Jesus, breaks it down and make it simpler to understand, and gives us tools how we can grow our feet. I know each and every one of us, it varies with us because we are different individual. And for each one of us is different. And I noticed that for me, sometimes it goes up and down, it fluctuates, you know. Sometimes mine is really strong, and at some situation is not. So I guess I still need to work on that for sure. So that's why I like to talk about this article. Which is a blog, and it's really a great reminder that we need to rely on God more than ourselves, which is a simple, sounds really simple, but is not at the all the time. So we go with that. And I do have one. Actually, I have two cute story after this. We see how our time is. If we have time, we go through both. If not, just go through one, which ties these two together. And hopefully, it would be joyful for you guys as with us as was for me. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as mustard seed, you can say this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. That's Matthew 17:20. Jesus says that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. Mustard seed is only about 1 millimeter, yet it can grow into a bush 30 feet tall. Similarly, our faith, even if it's small, can do incredible things. In this blog post, we are going to take a closer look at Matthew 17:20, meaning and what it holds for our life and our faith. The context of mustard seed faith. Prior to this famous verse in Matthew 17:20, we see a father in desperation bring his demon-possessed son to the disciples. The disciples had tried to heal him, but failed to do so. That is Matthew 17, 14 to 16. Something is wrong here. A while earlier, Jesus had given them authority to do this very thing. That's Matthew 10, 1. But still, they failed. Now they go to Jesus to figure out what happened. Once Jesus stepped in, he quickly rebuked the demon. And the boy is healed. That's Matthew 17, 17 to 18. The disciples are likely embarrassed. They should have been able to heal this boy. They wait until everyone leaves and approach Jesus in private. Why couldn't we drive out demon? Matthew 17, 19. It is this question that leads us to Jesus' famous response about faith as small as a mustard seed in Matthew 17:20. What are we going to see in Jesus address the problem, give the solution, and show what the result will be? While this response is directed at the disciples' failure, this verse still contains powerful truth for us today. Let us dive into the Matthew 17:20 meaning. To do so, we will break down the key parts of this verse. Because you have little faith. Here's the problem. The disciples failed to cast out the demon from the boy because they lacked faith. The emphasis here is not on the quantity of faith, but the quality. The disciples had not placed their full trust in Jesus. They had some faith, but it wasn't strong enough. Earlier, Jesus had given the disciples authority over demons and every kind of sickness. That's Matthew 10:1-8. In this situation, Jesus expected them to draw on this authority, but they had forgotten an attempt to do this on their own. Their lack of belief was the hindrance to allowing God to work through them. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, the problem was their lack of faith, and now Jesus gives them the solution, have faith. What is surprising here is not that Jesus tells them to have faith, rather than the amount of faith that Jesus requires. Faith as small as a mustard seed. As small as mustard seed was a common expression in Jesus' day, it had become a proverbial saying used frequently by rabbis to indicate the smallest amount. Jesus is telling his disciples they don't need an abundance of faith, just a little bit of faith. Remember, the emphasis is on quality, not the quantity. Just a little bit of quality faith is all that is needed. Jesus wants his disciples to understand this, so he adds emphasis. Whenever you see the phrase, truly I tell you, that means it is really important. That is the crux of this point. Dependent confidence in Jesus is what is needed in the disciples. Faith is not simply believing in Jesus and God, rather continuing depending on him. You say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. So what happens when we have faith as small as mustard seed? We can move mountains. Jesus is saying that faith as small as a mustard seed can overcome the biggest challenges we face. This is astonishing. All that you need to overcome, whatever is in front of you, is a tiny bit of faith. Remember, quality, not quantity. Too many Christians try to bear the weight themselves and push through their difficulties. Jesus is giving us a better way. Continual dependence on him and God is where we can find all we need. Nothing will be impossible for you. Jesus ends Matthew 17:20 by adding more emphasis. Nothing will be impossible for you. We shouldn't think of this as a way to get whatever we want. Jesus elsewhere explains that when we ask in his will, not ours, it will be done. And that's John 14:13. What Jesus is driving at is that we will be able to overcome whatever he leads us to. In other words, we don't need to look at how big the mountain is in front of us, but rather look at how big our God is. I just love this one. It's just so perfect. We don't need to look at how big the mountain is in front of us, but rather look at how big our God is. With faith as small as a mustard seed, Nothing is impossible. How to have faith as a, so how can we have faith as a small as a mustard seed? I don't know about you, but I often find myself like the disciples in this moment. I try to tackle the problems in my life on my own power. I know of the power that God has given me, but I often fail to apply it. Matthew 17:20 is a reminder and a challenge to rely on God rather than our own abilities. Here's how we can have faith as small as mustard seed. Number one, pray. More often than not, we are incapable of making significant changes in our life and faith. We need help. If we lack faith, God has promised to give us faith and to use us to do things far beyond what we could imagine. Growing our faith starts with connecting with God and asking Him to help us. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. That's John 15:5. Number two is evaluate. We each should evaluate our lives and our faith to see where we have points of weakness. I know this is uncomfortable. Most people won't do it because it can be painful to see where you failed, but it is an important step. Turning a blind eye to our weaknesses is a surefire way to keep yourself from growing. Spend some time prayerfully evaluating your faith for areas of weakness and then ask God to grow those areas. Number three, water. If you want a mustard seed to grow into its full potential, then you need to water it and care for it. The same is true with your faith. What you water grows, so water your faith. That means that you take time to pour into your relationship with God. If you don't care for your faith, how will it grow? Find ways you can connect with God. There is obvious things like reading the Bible and praying, but there is other ways too. Go into nature, journal, paint, listen to beautiful music, meditate. Find a book about faith, about saints and masters. Help others and serve others. There are lots of ways to connect with God and grow your faith. If you want to have faith as small as mustard seed, then you have to work. Number four, take a risk. God did not create you to play it safe. He created you for something meaningful, and that will require some risks. Look at the disciples. When they answered the call to follow Jesus, they took some huge risks. They left their old lives behind and embraced what Jesus had for them. 2,000 years later, we are still talking about their story and benefiting from what they did in faith. God has something meaningful for you too, but you will eventually have to take a risk on God. The final thoughts. The Matthew 17:20 meaning is powerful for us today. It is an important reminder that God wants to use you to do incredible things. With just a little faith, you can move mountains. With just faith as small as mustard seed, you can get through whatever is in front of you. You can accomplish incredible things, and you will leave a lasting impact. So lean into God. Ask Him to grow your faith and see what He can do through you. So I thought it's a different point of view, and I like the way that he dissects, you know, the saying of Jesus and makes it very simple, understandable. And the one that I just love is just, whenever you come to challenges, think about how big God is, not your challenges. And I think that is a good one for me, that I would remember that. So I truly enjoy that. And then I do have a cute little story that ties this together. I have to. I will see if I have time to do both of them. So. Not even a drop of rain had fallen in the village for 4 years. Because of drought, everyone in the village was sad. There lived a farmer with his wife and daughter. One day, a farmer called his wife and said, "We should pray to God for rain." His wife came to him with their 6-year-old girl to pray to God. Farmer was sitting in front of God with folded hands, and beside him was sitting his wife and daughter. He said in hoarse voice, hiding his tears, "I have heard that God listens to children's prayer quickly. Let us all together pray to God for rain." Everyone started praying for rain in their own way. Little girl spoke in her mind, "God, my father is very upset. You can do everything. Please make it rain in our village too." After some time, farmer got up and was about to go for work. Seeing his going out, girl said to her father, "Where are you going?" "Daughter, I'm going to farm to do some work," said farmer. At this, girl ran towards her father and said, "Wait, I will come with you too." Saying this, girl ran inside and quickly came back with an umbrella. Seeing umbrella in her hand, farmer asked, "Why do you bring umbrella? It's evening, sun is already gone." Little girl said, "Father, we have prayed to God for rain. We will get wet in rain if we go out without umbrella." Farmer was shocked to hear little girl answer. He looked at the sky, then at the innocent face of his daughter. At that very moment, he felt a voice saying to him, "It is good to pray, but more important than that is to believe that your prayer will be answered and then act accordingly." Farmer took his daughter in his arms, kissed her on the forehead, and went on for his work, holding umbrella in his hand. Learning lesson. We all pray, but not all of us believe completely in our prayers. In such a situation, our prayers become just words and does not turn into reality. Therefore, if you want to see your worship truly successful, then have faith in God and act as if your prayer is about to be heard. When you do this constantly, God will surely hear you. So I thought this is just such a simple, cute story, but brings the point right on to all of us as a reminder that truly we gotta believe in what we pray or ask, and anything we have to be mindful no matter what at all times. So I'm not sure if I have another story. Should I do another story? I'm on the roll. Why not? Okay, let's go back here. So this is about the little boy and the king. There was a king who had no son. He tried to for a long time, but still he had no children. Child, I'm sorry. One day, king's advisor went to occultist to seek help. He gave suggestion that if a boy is sacrificed, then a boy will be born to king and queen. An announcement was made in kingdom. Anyone who will give his son to king for sacrifice will be given loads of gold in return. There was family in his kingdom which had many children and was very poor. Among them was one boy who would not make much contribution in his household, because he spent most of his time attending satsang of saints. Hearing the king's announcement, family thought, why not give that child to the king for sacrifice and get money in exchange? So child was given to the king, and as promised, king gave his family a lot of money in exchange for the child. Soon preparation were made to sacrifice the child by the occultist. One day, on the day of sacrifice, king was also present at place where sacrifice was to be done. Before ritual begins, king asks child, what is your last wish? The child said, can I get bags of sand? King ordered his servant to fulfill a boy's last wish. As asked, servant brought bags of sand to the boy. Boy took bags of sand and one by one made 4 heaps of sand. Then boy broke 3 heaps of sand and sat down with his hands folded in front of the fourth heap of sand and said to king, do whatever you want to do now. Seeing all this, the occultist got scared and asked boy, first tell me what have you done and why? King also asked the same question to boy. Boy said, the first heap of sand represented my relation with my parent. It was their duty to protect me, but they didn't follow their duty and sold me for money, so I broke it. Second heap was for my relatives. They should have asked my parents to stop, but they didn't, so I broke it too. The third heap, O king, was yours because it was king's duty to protect the subjects of his kingdom. But here, king himself is trying to sacrifice me, so I broke this heap too. Saying this, boy got silent. King asked, what is the last heap for? Boy replied, fourth heap belongs to my God. Now only and only I trust my God, so here I'm sitting in front of it. So cute. Oh, hearing boy's answer, king was shaken from inside. He thought, it is not known whether a son will be born to me even after the child is sacrificed. So why not make this child my own son? This child is so sensible and devotee of God. Where else can I get a child as good as him? After much thought, the king made a decision. He adopted the boy and declared him prince of the kingdom. One who trusts God completely will not be harmed by any means or anyone. This is the absolute truth. And I don't know what else to say. You said it all. So let's all trust God with all our faith and do everything we can to help each other and help universe.